Oakland, California is revisiting a crime that shocked the city 4 years ago. Two men are on trial for the murder of a popular journalist, Chauncey Bailey. He was gunned down on his way to work in 2007. Prosecutors say Chauncey Bailey was killed because he was writing an expose on a local bakery run by a black Muslim group. The owner of the bakery is accused of masterminding the murder. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Even in a city that has seen more than its share of street murders, the brazen killing of Chauncey Bailey in broad daylight struck a raw nerve. Here's KTVU News anchor Dennis Richmond reporting on August 2, 2007.
Today in downtown Oakland, in front of horrified witnesses, a masked man dressed in dark clothing, armed with a shotgun, assassinated a well-known Oakland journalist. 57-year-old Chauncey Bailey was editor of the Oakland Post, a newspaper that primarily serves the African-American community.
At the time, representatives for the Oakland Post said they believed Bailey was slain in connection with a story he was writing about the financial problems of Your Black Muslim Bakery. The 30-year-old bakery employed ex-cons who converted to Islam. A day after Bailey's murder, police raided that bakery. They recovered the shotgun and a spent shell linked to a fatal head wound Bailey suffered after he had already been shot twice in the torso. Police also arrested then 20-year-old Devondre Broussard, a janitor at the bakery who had a criminal record. Initially, he denied killing Bailey. Then he confessed, saying that he had acted alone. But later, in an interview with 60 Minutes, Broussard recanted.
I never heard about Chauncey Bailey. I never met him. I never seen him. The first time I heard about Mr. Chauncey Bailey was that night I got arrested.
About a year later, Broussard again changed his story. In a plea agreement, he confessed to killing not only Chauncey Bailey, but also another man, Odell Robertson, just a few weeks before shooting the journalist. And he said he had acted on the orders of Yusef Bey IV, the owner of Your Black Muslim Bakery. But Yusef Bey's attorney, Gene Peretti, says his client is innocent and that Broussard's plea agreement means he has a motive to lie.
Well, it's fundamentally his word. He's the person that finds himself in a situation where he is, in essence, confessed to two murders, and he starts thinking about it, he gets an attorney, and all of a sudden he's going to cut a deal.
But Peretti's client, the defendant Yusef Bey, has his own credibility problems. Bey had been arrested on a separate kidnapping charge. He told police he had no knowledge of Bailey's murder. Police put him in a holding room with two underlings and secretly videotaped their conversation. Bey is whispering, so the audio is difficult to hear. The video was obtained by the Chauncey Bailey Project, a collaboration of San Francisco Bay Area news groups created to investigate Bailey's murder. Robert Rosenthal of the Center for Investigative Reporting leads the project and says the video points to a conspiracy.
The video shows Yusef Bey IV in a holding cell, basically describing the murder of Chauncey Bailey and the assassination, with the detail of even laughing about sort of the way his head would jerk back when, I believe it was the second or third shot from a shotgun hit him in the head.
It's not known whether Yusef Bey will take the stand in his own defense. The trial is expected to last several weeks. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
And you can see the video from the Chauncey Bailey Project on our website at npr.org.